war. And so the enemy is at war with us. And what we need to be aware of is that we're in a warfare, whether you like it or not. And so this warfare that's being carried on against us, the Bible says Jesus actually did make this statement. He said, there will be wars. There will be wars and rumors of wars. And so he also said that in the word that he came not to bring peace on earth, but to bring a sword. And that sword was going to be a dividing line between the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light. And today we can see it like no other time before. You know, I was just talking on YouTube just the other day. And then, of course, you know, my video was not put up because of the warfare that's going on. And so we can see that we have a warfare. I wanted to get to this particular scripture this morning, and I want to talk about the weapons that we have available in our warfare. And one of the weapons I talked about last week was love. But this week, I want to talk to you about the weapon of authority. And so I want you to know that we have authority in the Lord Jesus Christ. Our weapon of authority. Now, that might not sound like much, but when you understand what I'm going to say, then you'll see what I'm talking about. We have authority over the enemy. Our authority is actually something that comes not from this world, but our authority comes from God. And so we have to understand that as children of God, we have been given a rank and a class that is in this world that actually is superseding and over the enemy's hand. And that's what we need to really focus on and center in on, is that you have authority. Now, when I talk about authority, there is a gun, there is a badge, and there is, when you talk about with police officers, there's authority. He has a gun, which is his power, and then he has his badge, which is his authority. The badge actually should stop the criminal from doing whatever they're doing. But then, of course, the criminal probably will fight back and resist arrest. So what the police has to do is use force. Now, what I want to talk to you, however, though, is the authority. In the authority that you have, God has given you authority, and not only authority, but force, in order to force the enemy's hand at anything that you would like to stop him from doing in this world. And that might sound like something that is unrealistic, but you do have authority, and you'll find that out in a minute. Let's take a look at the scripture. And I want to go start out with the scripture in Luke, chapter 10, and it will explain the authority that we have as believers. And in Luke chapter 10, verse 19, it has this to say, which is very peculiar. It's a scripture talks about how Jesus sent out his disciples. And when his disciples went out, they went out into the world to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. He sent 70 disciples out to go to all of the different cities that he was going to be coming to. And before he got to the city, he sent his disciples ahead of him to proclaim that the kingdom of God was coming, and the kingdom of God was coming near them. It was a picture of what will happen when Jesus comes back. When Jesus comes back, he expects that all of the way of the all of the ways of the transgressors will be made straight, because we will go out and preach the gospel and tell people to turn from their sins and come to Jesus Christ. So that we are to go out and proclaim the good news. He also did that in his day, and he sent out 70 disciples ahead of him, and those disciples went out and they began to proclaim the gospel. And as they began to proclaim the gospel, the Lord Jesus Christ, the kingdom of God coming, as they were proclaiming this gospel, the good news of the gospel, the authority rested on them that whenever they would lay hands on the sick or anything that they would do, the enemy, which is Satan, had no power over them. And just listen to what they say here. When verse 17, when the 70 returned, they returned with joy. And the Lord even, they said, Lord, even the demons are subject unto us in your name. That's what, you know, in the name of the Lord Jesus. It's important to use his name. Verse 18 says, and he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. In other words, he's saying, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven from pride. So don't get lifted up in pride about this. But he says, behold, I have given you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. And this is what we need to understand. We have been given authority over the enemy, and nothing shall be able to hurt us when we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and use the name of Jesus. He said, in my name, you shall cast out devils and do mighty works. So let's go and take a look at that. I want you to turn with me at Mark chapter 16 and verse 16 and 16:16, right? Mark chapter 16, verse 16. And notice what it says here. It says, he who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned or will be damned. This is what the scripture tells us. Verse 17 says, and these are the signs that will follow them that believe. In my name, they will cast out devils or demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will in no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. And he says, so after that, of course, that the Bible says in verse 19 and verse 20 that Jesus was received back up into heaven. And so Jesus left us, that was this final word to the disciples. And we are disciples. If you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you are his disciple. You have the authority of the Lord Jesus rested on you. Here's what Jesus says again. He told us, verse 15 in Mark chapter 16, verse 15, he says, if you go into the world and preach the gospel, he says, then he will give us authority. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. That's the first authority. To baptize and cause those to whoever believes on the Lord Jesus to be saved. So you've been given authority to go out and speak the word. Once you baptize them, if they believe, of course, then they'll be saved. And here are the signs that will follow them. They're very similar to the authority that Jesus gave in Luke chapter 10, verse 17. He says, in my name, they will take up serpents. They will drink any deadly thing and it will not hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. So in the name of Jesus, you will have the authority to act on his behalf, where things that might normally hurt you will not hurt you. And this is something that we need to understand. There are several categories of things that could hurt you. This is what he's saying, but it will not hurt you because you have authority. The first thing I want you to focus on is what he says about serpents. He says that you shall take up serpents, in other words, and the serpent will not be able to have any power against you. I want you to notice this. The Bible says that this in verse Luke chapter 17, verse 19. He says, behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents. Serpents. Now, what is a serpent? In the spiritual world, demons look like serpents. That's what Jesus is saying. They are serpents. They have the same nature as a serpent. A serpent is silent. A serpent crawls. A serpent sneaks up on you. A serpent thinks he's sneaky and he hides in the grass. Jesus said you should have power to take up serpents. That means that you have the power to lift the serpent up. Now I want you to understand this. This is all in spiritual nature, but it has tremendous ramifications in the physical. when I talk about spiritual things, I'm really letting you know that spiritual things equate to things that affect us physically. He's saying that you can be poisoned and steal that poison from the serpent will not harm you. You will not get sick from the poison of the serpent. This is what Jesus is letting it be known. Because the disciples went out, and when they were preaching and teaching, and they began to perform these miracles in the authority of the Lord Jesus, these miracles translated over people who were sick recovering. It translated over into people who were blind receiving their sight. It translated over into all sorts of demons being cast out of people, moods and spirits and attitudes of people left as soon as the power of the name of Jesus was invoked, and that was invoked by the authority of the Lord Jesus through the preaching of the gospel and through the repentance and turning away from their sins. And so these are some of the basic principles of this. So they were able to lift up serpents. Now, when you think about a serpent being lifted up, what do you think about? A serpent generally has to be in the grass in order to have its power. That's the way a serpent manifests its power, through being able to sliver around on the ground. But when you lift up a serpent, you take away its power. It's very similar to when Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness. And as he lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, the Bible says that the power of the enemy was stripped, and that the people were healed who were being bitten by these snakes. And this is one of the things that God has given us the authority to do. So when we lift up serpents, that means that we're exposing the enemy. You're exposing the enemy, and not only that, you have the authority to expose him, and you have the authority to take away his power. And one of the greatest things that has been going on with us right now is hidden hands, where the enemy has been not exposed. Social media and everyone is doing their best to keep the enemy from being exposed. But once the enemy is exposed, they know that that will take away the serpent's power. Once you tell the truth, once the truth gets out there, it exposes the enemy. See, that's why we have the authority. You have the truth on your side, and the enemy is fighting with lies. So what God is saying is that whenever you use your authority in this world, in the name of Jesus, you will strip him of his power. The second thing I want you to notice that he says here, he says, these are the signs that will follow them to believe. And I'm in Mark chapter 16. He says that you shall also cast out demons. Now, when we talk about casting out demons, you will change them. You will help to convert the lives of people from all sorts of demonic activity, demonic strongholds that they have in their life. And so what God is saying to the believer is that when you speak the gospel of Jesus Christ is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, and you will cast out demons. Demons of addiction, demons of sexual addiction, demons of various strongholds that people have in their lives. And so these demons, sometimes they affect the mind, they affect the spirit, the emotions. All of these demons will leave. And you can tell that to be true, that there is a remarkable change in someone who has been born again and someone who is not born again. People who are not born again are walking in darkness, and many times they are demon possessed. But when you come to the light, when you change, then instantaneously you're going to see them begin to, or you know, that demon spirit leave them, and they may not even have that same need for the kind of drugs or alcohol that they were drinking or doing. All of these things will begin to leave and change in their life, and that will be a victory for the kingdom because you cast out the demon. And so the Bible says we'll cast out demons, and there's many, many demons. And I imagine, again, the Bible says that Mary Magdalene was one of the people who demons were cast out of when she came to come be converted through meeting Jesus Christ. So you have that. And the Bible says that you'll drink. The third thing I want you to get this is that not only you have power to lift up serpents and take away his power, you'll be able to cast out demons. But the third thing I want you to focus on is that you'll be able to drink any deadly thing and it shall not hurt you. And listen, let's face it. We're living in a world that's quite evil. With the chemtrails, and we have all of the fluoride in our water. We have all of these things that are fighting against us. The enemy is steadily trying to kill believers, and not only just believers, but just humanity in general. But the Bible says that you'll be able to have authority over sickness in the sense that you will be able to drink any deadly thing and it will not hurt you. And I can just imagine right now, there is frustration in the camp of the enemy, because many people who are believers, they're just wondering, why come these people will not die? You know, I remember years ago when they had the whole thing with lacing Tylenol with the poison, and they used to put poison in the Tylenol. You might remember that. I remember that there was a woman that I knew who actually did get a bottle of that stuff. And this woman got sick, but she never died from it, although people all around were dying. What was the difference? The difference was that this person was a faithful member of our church years ago, and she loved the Lord. And so as a result of her loving the Lord, I believe that God supernaturally caused her not to die. She didn't die before her time. And so here's the thing. No matter what the enemy tries to do to you, the Bible says he will have no authority. He will not have the ability to hurt you. He says, I have given you power over all of the enemy, over the enemy. And the Bible says nothing by no means shall hurt you. Let's go to that again. Luke chapter 10, verse 19. He says, behold, I have given you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. So what do we have in Jesus Christ? We have the guarantee that nothing shall be able to hurt us. That greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. That we have an authority that comes from the Lord Jesus Christ that protects us during this warfare that we are in right now. I don't know whether you want to call it your gas mask, your bulletproof vest, whatever you want to call it. Police use bulletproof vests. Military men use gas masks. We have the protection of the Lord Jesus himself. So isn't that just wonderful to know that we are under the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we are over the power of the enemy. We have authority in this world to act, to break people free from whatever chains that are holding them down. And we have the ability to pray over the sick and they recover. We have the good news of the gospel that they need not to end up in hell, but they'll have eternal life in heaven. And we have all of that in our arsenal. Now, you would think with all of that, we would not be afraid of what the enemy is going to do. I've seen so many people this year running around from the year 2020 all the way to 2021 this past year. And I've seen so many people running around just so afraid that they were going to die, not realizing that you have a supernatural power that comes from on high. And if you are a believer, rather, you have a supernatural power that has that comes from on high, that you should not walk in fear, that, you know, you should walk in the freedom and the victory and the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, that's it. I just wanted to share that word with you this morning. I hope that it's been beneficial to you. If it has, please write us at truevinecenter@all.com. Don't forget to get our book, you know, our book, Graven Image. It's on Amazon. You also find out a lot about the world that we live in and how the enemy has been trying to hide the truth from you about even the world that we live in. Remember until next time that Jesus is the light of the world and the truth shall set you free.